Travis, grand final rematch. Are the Hawks a better team, do you think, than they were last year?
Yeah, recruited well. Yeah, they got a couple of new imports, and obviously with Rodney Clark coming off the bench. And you know, they still have a bit of motivation from last season, still fresh in their mind. And you know, we have a lot of respect for them, but looking forward to the challenge.
Is it the team that loses, do you think, that has the more on the line in these rematches, or do you feel like as the champions you have a bit to prove to Friday night?
I think just for the people that went through it, there's always something to burn in the back of the mind. But it's a new team, new imports come in, haven't got that history, and the same with us with our team. So it's a really good challenge. It's probably the best offensive team in the league, and hopefully we're going to be the best defensive team, so it's going to be a good test for us early in the season.
You did talk about needing to clean up on the defensive end a bit from last week. You've been working on that hard at
training? Hopefully. Yeah, I wasn't too happy with our defence last week. It was I thought we gave up too many easy points. Hopefully that was just first game, clearing the cobwebs out. And look, if we're not on song this week against the Hawks, we will pay a penalty for that. So hopefully we're on song tomorrow night.
Have you got an update on Matty Knight?
Yeah, Matty will train today. He got cleared with scans earlier this week. So we've put him through a few fitness tests since then. But it's the first time today that he'll go 5-on-5. So we'll make sure he's okay after that. And if he's okay, he'll suit up. If he's not, we won't rush him.
How is he mentally? Because he's just had no luck.
He's been unfortunate, you know, to get those niggly injuries and come back and play minutes and then get just a collision, an accidental collision. So he's in good spirits. Look, to play with a hit and then a sore thumb, it just shows you how tough Matty is. So hopefully he can get through and play.
What is it, bruising? No structural damage.
Yeah, not all clear. Yep. Cheers.
You didn't unfurl the banner. Do you do that this week, or are you not doing that?
No, it was unfurled at half time.
Oh, half time.
Yeah, a little bit of history. We lost the first time. I thought there was too many distractions, so we certainly do it for the crowd at half time last week. So you have been on holidays, mate.
Will Derek Cook Jr. play more this weekend?
Yeah, I hope so. That was his first kind of tilt at it. Not playing pre-season's really put him behind a little bit, the rest of the team. So the team was flying, and I didn't want to have two guys that hadn't played a lot of basketball on. And that was all my fault. So hopefully the minutes will produce. But having said that, Lucas Walker and Jesse and Angus played pretty well. So it's right now it's hard to get into the bigs lineup because the guys in front are playing really well. Yeah, look, he was recruited for his rebounding and defence, and he does that every day at practice. So the time will come, and when it comes, I'm sure he's going to grab that opportunity.
Lucas suggested the other day, he thinks JP was pretty impressive at training the other day. He thinks he's got another couple of levels to go to.
Yeah, look, I've been coaching for 20 years, and I haven't seen some of the things he does on the practice court. It's mind-boggling, and I just hope that when the bright lights come on, that the fans will get to see some of the things, because they'll be in awe, like we are at practice.
Is Bevo one of the coaches you admire in the league, or come from here?
Yeah, look, we've got a great history against each other. I think I was in Townsville and he was in West Sydney when we first started, and we've had a few battles in the past, and there's some great coaches in the league, and he's certainly one of them. I think they played an outstanding game. You really see how they recover, but I hope I see they had 6 imports, so I hope that's something the NBL doesn't bring any more imports in. We certainly want to keep it Australian, but they did an outstanding job.
Thank you.